Well, welcome everybody. It's so great to talk to you again. I can't believe that we're now in November and it's only just starting to snow at people's in your communities. It seems like a really slow start to the winter, so I hope that doesn't mean we still have winter in May. So I'd like to say that I'm hosting our conference call from the traditional territory of the Kwamundun First Nation and Tahn Sachin Council, which is all the way over in Whitehorse. So I think last time I figured out I was probably about 4,000 kilometers away from Grace if I was to fly direct. So that, we're pretty far apart, but it's really neat to be able to connect with you on the phone. So thank you so much for joining us today. So this we're starting a new learning event today. The last one we did was the first half of RL 101, which is Identify Your Leadership Strengths. And this one is about recreation and sports systems. So if you see RF101, it's the recreation and sports systems one. And this one is a really important training for you guys as youth ambassadors, because you're going to be working with the sport and recreation division, and you're also going to be getting your communities involved through sport and recreation when you do your community engagement projects. And also, if you get the opportunity to go to any major games, it's good to understand how the sport and recreation system works. So we're going to, in a moment, we'll do some introductions, but I just wanted to tell you what this one's about a little bit more. So we'll talk about what a system is and what the sport and recreation system is. And we'll also try and understand the different parts of the system. So there's people, there's money, there's buildings, there's activities and programs. Those are all different parts of the sport and recreation system. And we'll also look at how the system works in your community, how it works in your territory, and how it works in Canada as a whole. We'll also figure out why it's really important in recreation and sport to work with other areas like youth centers and health and justice and things like that. And then we'll explore a little bit more the new framework that you have in Nunavut, the Sport, Physical Activity, and Recreation Framework. Excuse me. So to start off, we're going to do a round of introductions in the circle, and I'm going to put Corey on the spot first, and so it'll go Corey, Andy, Ivan, and around our circle that way. And I'll put the question in the chat for those of you who are in it. So here's my question. I'd like you just to introduce your name and your community, and then tell us what comes in your mind, the first thing that comes into your mind when you hear the word system, because it's kind of an interesting word. So it's just fun to sort of figure out what comes to mind first when you hear the word system. So Corey, can I put you on the spot first?
Yep. So I'm Corey, as all of you know. My community that I live in is Iqaluit. And when I think of systems, I think of a whole bunch of different parts, or could be people too, doing different things, but working towards one common and shared goal.
Thanks, Corey. Let's go to Andy, Ivan, and Manu, and because you're all sitting together, you guys can look at each other and decide who wants to go first. So if you could introduce yourself one at a time, and then tell us what comes to mind when you hear the word system.
My name is Andy. I'm from Tingait. I think a system is a process that is in a place to deliver results. If everything in the system is operating smoothly, the results will likely to be positive. If there is a broken part in the system, it may not run as smoothly as it should.
That's a great way of explaining it. Did that just come in your mind, like as you were talking?
No.
You have a really
good idea. They did it ahead of time.
I really like that, though. Like, I like the way that you explained it's a process and it delivers results and the difference between smooth operations and not so smooth. So thanks for sharing that, Andy. Ivan, how about, so go to you next or to Manu next?
Yeah, I'm Ivan. I think a school system works together to achieve specific goals and tasks. A system works best when there's no missing links, when everyone does their job.
That's great. Yeah, it definitely needs all those parts working together, because if something's missing, like imagine an engine in your snowmobile. If you're missing, I'm not a very good engine person, but if you're missing something like the hose to take the gas from the gas tank to the engine, it doesn't work very well. So that's an excellent point of putting that in there. Thank you. How about you, Manu?
I'm from D92, and a system is a set of principles or procedures in which something is done. The system works toward a common goal. Example, the justice system.
That's right. And the justice system is a good example of a very complex system. And some people might even say that sometimes it doesn't, the common goals might be the goals of some people, but not others. And so that's an interesting part of the system. Sometimes the system works better for some people than for other people. Thanks for sharing that. Nicole, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I think my students did a great job. They're telling me yes, they need to say more, but I think I'll go with what they said.
That's great. Thank you, all of you, for sort of thinking this through, because it really helps you to understand, if you know the word system, it helps us to understand our recreation and sports system, because it's a little bit complicated, too. So now we're going to go to Giselle, then Rachel, then Grace, and Chastity and Chad. And Chastity, if you can't shop, that's okay. I totally understand that you've got a lot on the go at the moment. So Giselle, how about yourself? Could you just introduce yourself again, just so we start to recognize voices, and tell us what comes to mind when we hear the word system?
Hi, my name is Giselle Kamokak. I'm from Josh Haven. And when I think of a system, I think of an organization and working together.
Yeah, and you're right. Like the working together part and being organized to work together is really important. So thank you. Rachel, how about yourself? Would you like to introduce yourself and tell us what comes in your mind when you hear the word system?
I think of
You think of, sorry, I missed a little bit that. You said you think of, like, being organized?
Yeah, because system is defined as a set of things. And as you work together as parts of a mechanism.
Yeah, so as the parts work together, it either works better or it doesn't, right? Thanks, Rachel. I appreciate that. Grace, how about yourself? What comes to mind, if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us what comes into your mind or what you think of when you hear the word system?
My name is Grace Daimoni, and I'm from Pond Inlet. When I hear the word system, the first thing that comes to my mind is a set of things or people that are working together.
I like that. And it's really important that they figure out a way to work together, right? Because sometimes when things work together, they have different tasks or they do different things. So it's when they work together that you get the system working. So thanks, Grace.
Can I interrupt you for a second, Caroline?
Yeah, sure.
I think, and I'm not sure if they're on the chat, but I think Anthony or AJ might be on the call right now, too. He is in the chat. I think he just wrote that he's on the call. So just wanted to let you know.
Awesome. So I'll add that. That was AJ. I'll add you in after, right after the, after Chad. So we're going to go to Chastity, then Chad, then AJ. So Chastity, I'm not sure if you're, I know you said you're babysitting, so I don't know if you're able to unmute and introduce yourself and share what you think of when you hear the word system.
Yep. Hi, I'm Chastity. I'm from Alphabet. And when I hear the word system, I think of a group of people or things helping each other to get their goals done. And for example, I think of the school because there's a lot of teachers that are helping out students to graduate.
Oh, a school's a great example. And it's, you know, at different times you have different people there, but you still have that structure of the school. So I like that because a system has to have some structure even when things change sometimes. So thank you for sharing that. Chad, how about yourself? Would you like to introduce yourself and share with us what comes to your mind when you hear the word system?
Yeah. My name is Chad, and the community I come from is Chesterfield Inlet. When I think of systems, I think of a collection of components that are organized for a common purpose.
Ooh, that's really good. And so a common purpose that serves what it is we want to do, like, you know, like
a goal.
Component.
Like a goal.
Yeah. So it could be people working together, but it could also be parts in a motor that make an engine that makes something move, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thanks, Chad. AJ, if you're on the call, would you like to introduce yourself? And what we're doing is we're sharing what comes to mind when we hear the word system.
Hello, my name is Anthony Sorogan. When I think of the word system, I think a board system. And they work together and like an interconnecting network.
Right. So when you mean that, like you mean like a board, like a group of people or a committee? Is that what you mean by board?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Yeah, that's a really good example. And like other people have said before you, then those people working together make something happen because they're all there to make it happen together. So thank you. And would you prefer that I call you Anthony? I know I have had it written down as AJ, but it sounds like Anthony is what you prefer. Is that correct?
I prefer AJ, but I prefer AJ.
Okay. That sounds great. That's what I have written down. So I'll go with that. Thank you. And thanks for joining us. Is there anybody on the call that I missed? Okay, well, perfect. You guys really did a lot of homework and a lot of thinking about what the word system means. And I think that you've got some really, really strong points and a strong understanding. So let's try and take that understanding about what a system is and try and apply it or so that we understand a little bit more about the sport and recreation system. Because I think that you guys are in systems like education and you see perhaps the justice system around you, or you see a system of how an engine in a car or a snowmobile works. There's a diagram of a food system, so you probably understand the system of gathering food, preserving food, and then preparing food and eating food, so that would be a food system. So there's lots of different systems in our day-to-day life. What I'd like to do is just highlight a couple of key points, and then I'll talk a little bit about this sport and recreation system in Canada, and then we're going to share some of your thoughts about the sport and recreation system in Nunavut. So some of the things that you guys said that I think are really important is that a system has many different parts, and those parts work together. So I really like how you talked about them working together, you also said that they need to work smoothly together in a coordinated way. But sometimes something happens and they don't, so then the system doesn't work as well. The other thing that you said is how we can achieve more or we get more because all those parts are working together. So if you take the parts of a system apart and look at them by themselves, they don't do as much for us. So one student in a school is one student. But when you put one student in a classroom with a teacher, you get a lot more learning that happens. So there's different ways of looking at it like that. Even all around you, when you go out on the land, those are systems out on the land. Nature has so many systems that I think that you've all grown up knowing and understanding. So it's easy to understand, I think, some of the systems around us, but the sport and recreation one I find sometimes is a bit harder to wrap my head around. So I'll tell you a little bit about the sport and recreation system in Canada. And you might have read, there's a short piece in there that said who is involved. And what it explains is that usually recreation is a community responsibility, whereas sport is more of a higher level like government responsibility. But governments also help communities make sure that recreation and sport happens in their communities. So in our recreation and sport system, you know that there's communities, there's groups in the communities, there's people in the communities, then there's governments at the territorial level, like the government of Nunavut, and then there's also governments in Canada, all of whom help make our sport and recreation system. So that makes it a bit more complicated. It's like peeling the layers off. You know, if you dress really warmly one day, you know, you got lots of layers on. It's like peeling the layers off. There's lots of different parts involved in our system. In Canada, we have four different things that tell us what is important in sport and recreation and physical activity. So we have a framework for recreation that helps us set priorities around recreation. There's a Parks for All, which is an action plan for getting people outside. And then there's a common vision for increasing physical activity to try and encourage people to be more physically active. And then we also have the Canadian sport policy that helps make sport happen. So it does make it a little bit confusing when you think of all of those four different documents. So in Nunavut, what happened over the last few years is the government of Nunavut talked to a lot of people and created one document to share sort of what some of the priorities are for Nunavut around sport, physical activity, and recreation. And my apologies, I'm not very good at pronouncing Inuktitut, but it's Nunavut Aluja. That's not right. Somebody can correct me when we go around the circle. But I think it means it's like communities coming together and being active together. So that's the title for your sport, physical activity, and recreation framework. And if you had a chance to have a look at the presentation about it, what you would have seen is that it talks about how in Nunavut it's a way of life to be active through sport, through Inuit games, through recreation, and through traditional activities on the land. And the system that you have in Nunavut supports those activities because it's good for people's health and well-being. You can also see in your framework that Inuit societal values are very important in the sport, physical activity, and recreation system. So I was thinking how where's an example of what we've talked about. And you'll remember how on the last call and also in the post, Andy told us about how in Kinggate, Andy and his friends, how you guys were very resourceful and creative when you decided you didn't have an indoor rink, so you went and made an outdoor rink happen. And that is one of the Inuit societal values, which, again, my apologies for my pronunciation, but it's Kanutrinik, maybe. Somebody can correct me, please. That would be great. Awesome. Thank you. And how do I say the title of the framework? Does anyone have it in front of them that can pronounce it for me?
Inuit Society Magic to Honey.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll have to practice because it's different to look at, you know, English and then to look at a different language. And so I appreciate you helping me with that. Thank you. So the last thing I was just going to mention is that in your framework for Nunavut, there's 5 goals, and the goals encourage active lifestyles, programs and services, opportunities for you to grow as leaders and coaches, which is what you're doing right now as a youth ambassador. It encourages people to work together, and you just said that that's a really important part of a system is people working together. And it also encourages making sure that there's spaces in your communities where people can be active, play sports, and recreate. So let's take a few minutes. If you think that a system, when it works well together, is able to do a lot of great things around sport and recreation. So what I'm wondering is if we can go around our circle, and if we can take a few minutes and you can share some of the things that you think affect this recreation sports system in Nunavut. So I'm going to pop a question in the chat, and it's actually a couple of questions. If you feel like passing and you want me to come back to you, like if you just want to listen, that's okay too, and we can come back to you after you've heard what other people have shared. But my question then is, what types of things affect the sport and recreation system in Nunavut? So what things make it work well, and what things make it maybe not work so well or make it harder to work? So I'm just going to put that in the chat. And Corey, I'm going to put you on the spot again just so that we don't put any of our youth ambassadors first. And we'll start with Corey again in our circle.
Yeah, so what I think works well is that each community has their own recreation coordinator. All the recreation coordinators have their own programs in their own community, varying what is popular between community to community. There are funding available or money available for organizations and or communities to apply for to use for recreation programs or to support recreation in any other way. I think that there's definitely, we have a lot of knowledgeable people here in the north too, working within recreation in our sector. And I think one great thing about it too is that this program that we're currently taking, so the Rec North training program, I think that it is a great resource for recreation in the north, really tailored to the different communities and life in the north. As for a few disadvantages or things that might make it harder, definitely travel, the travel restraints in the communities is tough, just traveling from community to community, getting to see what is in other communities and just really having people connect. And another thing, too, is that some communities don't have all of the facilities needed to put on all programs that they want to. So just where, again, comes back to travel constraints and getting facilities built and infrastructure in the territory. Just a couple, I guess, disadvantages of recreation in the north and where we live, too.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Corey, for sharing that. Let's go over to Kinggate. So Andy, Ivan, and Manu, you guys can decide who wants to talk first, or if you share your answer together, that's okay, too. What do you think works well? Like, what makes what affects the sport and recreation system in Nunavut? Either affects it in a good way or makes it a bit more challenging?
Hi, this is Ivan. I think volunteers can make a big impact.
Yeah, can you tell me about an experience that you've had with volunteers, Ivan? Because that's a really good point.
Yeah, we have basketball coaches in our schools.
And
they do basketball, stay the day.
So when you have coaches, then you are able to play basketball. But if those coaches are maybe teachers who move away, what happens to the basketball program?
They stop.
Yeah, so you nailed it. The volunteers are a huge part of a sport and recreation system. I don't think we could make many sport and recreation opportunities happen without people who volunteer. So when you guys go to school tomorrow, tell all your coaches thank you, because they make those things happen. So, and you guys are going to be volunteers too, because you're doing a community engagement project later, like in, I think, March or something like that, February. And so you'll be volunteering, and many of you already have volunteered in your community. So I think you know how important that is. So thank you very much for pointing that out, Ivan. Andy or Manu, did you have something else, or did you want to expand on what Ivan said?
Yeah, we do some funding and do some bingo funders.
So money is important.
Yes.
Yeah, so if people come out and they have some money and they play bingo or you do fundraising, then you're able to, what types of things would you do with the fundraising?
So we made $21,000 out of two bingo fundraisers.
Wow. That's amazing. And so what did you do with the money that you fundraised, or is it put aside for later on?
We're still fundraising, and we're hoping to go for on a tournament for basketball.
Oh, that's awesome. So by doing fundraising and by holding fundraising activities and collecting money, it lets you go and do things that you might not have done before. So not just play basketball in your community, but go to another community for a tournament. Thank you. And that was Manu, right? So then Andy?
Yes, it was me, Manu.
Awesome. I'm just getting to know your voices, so thank you. Andy, what do you think affects Nunavut sport and recreation system? We've heard about volunteers and money so far.
Dedicated, committed team.
Can you explain a little bit more? Sorry, I didn't quite catch all of that.
A dedicated, committed team.
That's right. So a community, when you say a dedicated community, do you mean people who come and participate?
People that participate and help volunteer.
So like when you explained about your ice rink and you got the businesses who to pitch in and come and help with that, right?
Yeah, we're doing a fundraiser to get skates for the community.
Oh, awesome. So there's another thing you just mentioned. If you're trying to fundraise money to get skates are equipment, and you have to have equipment usually to do sport and recreation. So if you don't have equipment, sometimes it doesn't work as well.
Yeah.
Thank you. Mitchell, did you have anything else to add to that, or is it all thumbs up?
No, I think the guys did a good job, like, highlighting on the importance of having good volunteers in our community, but also, like Corey said, recreation directors and, workers in our community that are leading the programs. But then again, like the guys mentioned, getting fundraisers happening, and in our community, we're very fortunate do the bingo fundraisers that make a lot of money for, I'd like to say not a lot of work, but for 4 hours you can usually make anywhere from $5,000 to $15,000 depending on the jackpot. So well worth it.
Wow, I got to come to your community sometime. That's amazing. Thanks for sharing. So let's go, keep going around our circle. Then we're going to go to Giselle and then Rachel and Grace, Kathy, Chad, and AJ. And again, if you feel like somebody said something that you were going to say, that's okay. You can just say, I agree with, and whoever it was, or you can add to their ideas, or you can pass and say, I'd like to listen to what other people say. So there's lots of ways you can participate. So here's the question again for you, Giselle. What type of things affect Nunavut's sport and recreation system? Affected either so it works better or so it doesn't work so well? And Giselle, I'm not sure, maybe if you're on mute, I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay. So the question is, what do you think affects Nunavut's sport and recreation system? What makes it work better? Like, what do we need to make it work? Or what, if we take it away, doesn't make it not work so well?
The things and that just, affect Nunavut sport.
And sorry, go ahead.
Not, the thing that affects Nunavut sport and recreation system is not having enough equipment to use.
That's right. So when you say not enough equipment, do you mean not only like skates for children to go skating, but also maybe bigger equipment like volleyball nets or things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really important. It's pretty hard to do a lot of sport and recreation activities without equipment. Or I remember, I think maybe Corey remembers the last year when we did the Youth Ambassador, some people said that they wanted to play badminton and they'd go out and there was a net and racket, and all the birdies were broken, so they couldn't play badminton. So equipment is a very important one, so thanks, Giselle, for that. Rachel, Grace, Chassie, Chad, and AJ. So, Rachel, can you think of anything else that might affect how the sport and recreation system works? And I know you, I think you work with youth in your community, so you might have some ideas out from that perspective, too. And I'm not sure if maybe, oh, there we go. I can hear you now. Sorry. Go ahead. I think that my phone's not picking up your phone quite as well. I'm sorry.
Did I repeat the whole thing?
Yeah, Corey, can you hear Rachel, or is that with me? Do you mind repeating it? I'm sorry, Rachel.
Yeah, no. Some examples of things that are from my community. They're the same.
The same types of things?
Sorry?
It might be my phone. It keeps cutting out. So the same types of things is what some of the other people mentioned?
The things that I think are having support and inequality all under the same line, because some sports are played more than other sports, and the lesser played sports don't seem to receive as much support. We are lacking equipment, or the equipment that we do have is inadequate or of poor quality.
That's excellent. So it's equipment, but also that some activities do better than other ones. And that's definitely a challenge in a system when you're missing some pieces in a system, is that some parts of it might work, but other parts don't. So thank you very much for pointing that out. That's really, really important. Thank you. Grace, over to you. What makes Nunavut Sport and Recreation System work well, or what makes it more difficult for it to work?
Yeah, I'm just going to agree with Rachel.
Yeah, do you find then in your community too that sometimes it's easier to do some things and other things are harder because you're missing equipment or there's not volunteers or there's no money or no facilities?
Yeah, 2 years ago, badminton was a very big sport here in Pond Inlet, but when our coach left town, no one plays it anymore.
And that's hard, isn't it? Because when you really enjoy something and then you don't have someone to pick it up when that person left, it's like taking that part of the system away. Now something's not working the same. So that's a really good example. Thank you. Chastity, how about yourself? If you think of Nunavut's sport and recreation system, what types of things affect it?
It affects the athlete by helps cope with difficult situations that they're facing outside of school or while they're not playing or participating in that. It builds self-confidence. It brings athletes together and create new friendships. You get to travel and get to have fun.
That's great. You just made me smile with all of those. Thank you.
Yeah, and builds new talent.
Yeah, and that's a really important part. That's almost like what comes out of the system working. So some of the things you said is that it brings people together, it lets you travel, it lets you have fun, it lets you build your skills and your experiences. And so we need a system that works well so that that happens for everybody. Because as Grace and Rachel just mentioned, sometimes not everybody can participate or join because maybe it's an activity that they don't like or they don't have equipment or things like that. So when the system works well together, like Chastity pointed out, you get better benefits. Like people have more fun, they enjoy themselves more, and they can grow through those experiences. So thank you. That's a really important way of explaining it. Chad, how about yourself? What are some of your ideas about what affects Nunavut sport and recreation system?
My idea about what types of things affect Nunavut sports and systems are skills and training.
Ah, so I'm curious about that. So when you say skills, is it for people like athletes and children's skills, or is it skills of like coaches and leaders and volunteers?
Athletes.
Yeah. And the training, is that for people who are participating, or is it for also for coaches and officials and recreation coordinators?
Yeah, for coaches.
Yeah, and so sometimes you can have, in a community, I heard a story the other day about where there were really some skilled athletes, so people were really good at the sport, but there weren't any coaches to coach it anymore, kind of what Grace just said around badminton. So sometimes you can have part of something, like people with skill, but if you don't have people to help keep their training up, then it's hard for that to continue. So thanks, Chad. And AJ, how about yourself? What do you think, or what are your ideas around what affects Nunavut sport and recreation system?
What I think affects Nunavut about sports and recreation is transportation. And like traveling to other communities in Nunavut, it's not cheap. and you have to bring like the whole team to one community. And that happens only once a year. It's not easy to like pay everybody's way to go to like to Rankin or to the to play one sport just once a year.
Sorry, my apologies, my phone stopped for a moment there. Can you just finish the repeat that once more? I apologize.
What I think affects Nunavut with sports recreation is transportation. Like it would be easier if Nunavut had highways or like train tracks or stuff like that, and it'd be much easier to get to other communities to play sports.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's a big challenge. Just the cost of a airfare.
Yeah.
And the distance is so big too, right? That makes it really, really hard. Yeah, it's interesting because in Nunavut, you have to fly between all your communities. And when you come to the Yukon, we only have one community that you have to fly to. So it makes it much easier for us in the Yukon to have tournaments and for people to get together. So thank you for pointing that out. I just want to apologize. Oh, go ahead.
The communities in Nunavut is also very isolated, and it's really expensive to fly out.
Yeah, and what happens at this time of year that sometimes affects your ability to fly out? Bad weather, right?
1 week. Yeah.
Yeah, how many of your communities get fog or weather where the plane can't come in for a couple of days or so?
It's like that here.
Sorry, where was that like?
It's like that here in Akhavet. Like when there's bad weather in Rankin, people usually don't come in, or parcels don't come in from Winnipeg or elsewhere.
Yeah, and sometimes that can be 2 or 3 days, so that will affect, you know, if you want to have a tournament, like if you want to go to Rankin for hockey or for volleyball, and then, you know, not only do you have to pay a lot for the transportation and it's expensive, but then if the weather interferes, then that interferes with the whole sport and recreation system too. I just wanted to ask one more quick question, and I didn't have this question written down for you. So if you feel like you would like to pass, that's okay too. But I'd like to ask you to share with me one thing that would make the system better. So if you could change just one thing over the next 5 years, what would you change in the system to make sport and recreation better in Nunavut? Just one thing. So we'll go in the same order, and Corey, I'll come back to you at the end. So we're going to start in Kinggate first with Andy and Ivan and Manu. If you could pick one thing to change in the system over 5 years to make it better, what would that one thing be? So Andy, Ivan, and Manu, are you still on the phone? Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. I'm Ivan. I think it would be better if we had roads to each community, how the flights cost are way up, and if we go by car, it would be cheaper, I think.
Okay, so if you had more transportation so you could get to other places.
Yes.
Awesome. Does somebody else in your circle, in your community, who's on the phone, have an idea of something that they would change, just one thing that you would change to make it better?
Unlimited funding.
I like that one. Awesome. So would that be unlimited funding so we could have lots of different opportunities like sport and recreation and different things happen? Or would it be unlimited funding so that you could build like a nice indoor arena and another gym.
No, I think, I mean, for traveling.
Okay, so you could have experiences then. That's great. Does one of you have another ideas or one more idea from Kinggate about what you would change in the next 5 years if you could?
One thing that I would change.
Go ahead, Giselle.
To lower prices with food, traveling, and also equipment.
Okay, so that the transportation or the travel and equipment didn't cost as much. Awesome. Thanks, Giselle. Was that Manu or Ivan? Did you have something else to add?
No, that's it.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Okay, so from Giselle, then we'll go Rachel, Grace, Chastity, Chad, and AJ. So, Rachel, if there's one thing you could change, what would you change over the next 5 years?
I'm not sure how I can word this, but one thing that I wish I could change is to get more youth involved in sports, because in some sports we have small numbers, and it would make a huge difference if there were more youth that were into sports.
That's an awesome answer, because it's really hard for a few people to play sports, especially a team one, right? Like if volleyball, you need usually 6 people on a court. So it's hard if you don't have enough people in your community.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's a really great answer. Grace, how about yourself? Is there one thing that you would change if you could?
I would put like fitness centers in each community so that if someone wants to go work out, like it will be right there.
Yeah, so that it's not just about having an organized sport, but you can go at a different time in the day when it works in your schedule, right? So people can be physically active indoors as well as outdoors. Thank you. Chastity, what's one thing you would change if you could?
Consistent help from coaches or coaches that I are here for a while, just like Ella, for example, Chris Crooks. He's been coaching wrestling for a while now, and he's an amazing coach. And I wish we had more of that for our business.
Yeah, so the coaches that stay in the sport longer, right, and not just for 1 or 2 years and then move away.
Yep, someone who's committed.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. That would be a great thing to be able to see a difference in 5 years. Chad and then AJ. Chad, is there one thing you would change in 5 years if you could?
No, I'm not sure.
Pardon me?
I'm not sure what I would change.
Okay. That's all right. No worries. AJ, how about you? Is there something that you would change if you could?
It's not really much of a change, but it would be much help if we had a training facility up here, like a training camp.
Oh, okay. Is that the same idea then as fitness centers, or would that be a little different? Would it be somebody running like a training camp, come and teach you how to train for different activities?
Make a training camp.
Sorry to interrupt, but can I add another one?
Sure.
This is Cassidy. I think I'd like to see food prices getting lower especially vegetables or fruits, because they're way more expensive than junk food. And having junk food that has a really low price makes us want to save money and just buy junk food instead of fruits or vegetables.
Yeah, and if we want people to be active and healthy, that's really important, because food is a really important part of being active and healthy through sport, physical activity, and recreation. And the two go hand in hand because it helps our physical health and well-being. So that's a really important one, too. Thank you, Chastity, for adding that. Corey, did you have anything to add just to wrap it up? I see that we've just got a couple minutes left.
GSD was mainly hit on, two things. I think just having trained volunteers and coaches in the communities that stay in the communities, that don't leave and then the program just disappears, for someone that can actually pick up the program if someone does leave. And I think that just having better facilities in some communities, so just more accessible, and I know some don't, some arenas aren't always open each year just due to different issues and stuff. So I think just facilities that are actually in working condition the whole time, I think would go a long ways too.
That's great. Thank you.
I have another thing to add.
Sure.
Today in class we talked about climate change, and we were having this conference call with university students from Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and tomorrow we're going to talk about climate change. And we mentioned that hockey has to wait until it's fully irrelevant, until it's really cold here, and I'd like to see artificial ice so hockey players don't have to wait for a while.
Yeah, that's hard because most of I think most of your communities, except maybe Iqaluit and Rankin, all have natural ice, right? So you have to wait till it's cold enough.
Yeah,
and that's just probably going to get a little bit harder with climate change. You're exactly right. So having facilities that you can use around year-round and that actually work are really important. So you can see how from our conversation then that we have a sport and recreation system. You have a small system in your communities. You have a bigger system in your territory, and we have a really big one in Canada. And there's lots of parts, from people, you guys mentioned people, transportation and money and equipment and facilities and weather. There's so many things that make our system work well or make it harder for it to work well. And so I really appreciate you sharing all your ideas today. When you leave today, thinking far ahead, but after Christmas, Corey's going to ask you to start to think about your community engagement projects. And maybe some of the things you said today, you can think about it. Could I be a coach in my community? Would that help make the system in my community work better? So try and think about those things and what you could do for the sport and recreation system in your own community. So that kind of wraps up our conference call for today. And then for next Wednesday, you have an activity due. And I really appreciate how everybody participated in the activity the week before. You guys did a great job of sharing your ideas and then commenting on each other's ones. That was really important to see that, and it makes you feel like you're part of a community, even if you can't see people because you're not in the same geographic community. So if you can do the same thing again, this time what you're asked to do is to look at Nunavut Sport Physical Activity and Recreation Framework, and we'll actually send it out to you as a file. So if you are using Safari and you have problems getting it, we'll make sure that it gets to you. And all you need to do is ask one question and one statement and share those. So a question could be something like, one thing I would like to know more about is, that would be an example of a question, and then you fill in after that. And a statement might be, one new thing I learned is, and then you would say what it was. So it shouldn't take too long. It's mostly just getting familiar with the framework for sport, physical activity, and recreation in Nunavut, and just sharing your thoughts about that. And so this wraps up our conference call for today, and our next one is in 2 weeks. And then in between this conference call and the next one, I'll look forward to reading what you share. And again, if anyone has any questions if you need me to send you a file because it won't download for you or open for you, just let me know. I'll send out an email later today that's got my phone number in it again, so you can also call or text me or email me. So thank you so much. And I'm going to let you go because I know we're a little bit over time, so I really appreciate it. Nikermik, Juana, Juanamik, and have a great rest of your week. I will stay on the call if anyone has any questions.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye. I forgot about the conference call.